Room 7, The Books of Light. These experiences are not new, only permanently updated. Updated by the Books of Light and by us, their readers, more or less qualified, but fully legitimized and encouraged to open them. Not only do we find a dialogue between the Old and the New Testament, between David's star and the chalice, but also the dialogue between what we knew without knowing and that which from the very beginning is destined for us by being. In the midst of a world fascinated by technology, by our ability to be so quickly near one another, sometimes to the point of avataric dissolution, the Books of Light offer us an ever-visionary subject. It could not be otherwise. The more we realize, through the propulsive force of the symbol, the richness behind it, the greater our desire for momentum. Similarly, as one gains skill and sensitivity to these coordinates, one becomes increasingly amazed by the immense web of signs and meanings, of graphic expressions and the realities embedded in them, which form the groundwater of humanity. All that matters is to open the window and allow the true light, cleansed of the cataract of opaque immediacy, to fill you, as in another monumental work by Horowitzan, the stained glass of the metropolis of Banat. The work is an example of fluid dialogue between stone or wood mosaic and glass mosaic.